Show, Susan Wright. Now, I appreciate you coming in and visiting here on the radio.
Hey, good morning, Alan. It is such an honor to be with you on the air today. We in the ag industry appreciate what you do for us so much. You are the eyes and ears of Kentucky agriculture, and it's a special morning to be here in the studio with you.
You know, I'm still a little upset. You went and saw Max Armstrong before you came talk to me last week, and Max had to point that out to me.
Oh, no. Max does a wonderful job.
He does.
We appreciate his work so much. As well.
I'm just kidding with you. But, you know, we were talking and we actually worked with you guys on farm safety at Pro Solutions, which is where Susan manages here in Hopkinsville. But worked with you guys last year on Farm Safety Week, enjoyed meeting you and getting to know a little bit about you, and just happened to be in your office and looked up and did not realize you were the first Kentucky FFA president, first lady to ever serve as Kentucky FFA president.
Yes, sir. In 1989 and 90, I was very privileged to be named the first female state FFA president of the Kentucky FFA Association. It seems like a lifetime ago, but those experiences have prepared me for so many life circumstances and have ultimately led me here to your studio today.
Well, I think that's so neat because, you know, women in FFA, and Max Armstrong noted this, I think, in his program. He actually gave you a mention on Monday in his Farm Progress America program, by being the first female from Kentucky to be Kentucky FFA president. But, you know, back in the late 60s, I guess it was, women were actually allowed into the FFA. But it took a little longer than that for Kentucky to have its first president.
Yes, it sure did. Even though women were FFA members, for them to advance to leadership positions in the organization, it did take some time.
Well, tell us a little bit. What do you think? What do you think you brought to the FFA? How did it feel to you to be elected president there?
It was very exciting to be the face of the organization and to inspire not only the female membership but also the males as well. And you know, through the FFA, we not only teach the youth about agriculture; it's way more than that, and we build life skills such as communication, leadership, hard work, determination, dedication. We have also created a network. And to answer your question, I believe I brought extra efforts in networking. You know, when I run into people today in my position, whether it's in Pro Solution or other community service events here or across the Midwest, it all comes down to networking. I either meet someone that is an FFA member, someone that I know through showing livestock or through the cattle business, horse business, etc. Networking, lifelong friends and relationships.
And you mentioned showing cattle. You did show cattle and very involved in livestock when you were in FFA.
Yes, sir. I sure was. That was my SAE program. I actually raised a lot of little Holstein steers to eventually earn my American FFA degree. And I was very strong in showing livestock, rodeoing. Even today, I'm in the cattle business, and I just can't say enough about the organization and its people. And I had the opportunity to work for the National FFA for a couple years doing leadership conferences across the country. And again, when we talk networking, I was able to meet with and work with youth in over 15 states. And it's so exciting to see what those individuals are doing today and the differences they make in their communities.
You know, our FFA is diverse across Kentucky. All across the nation, it's amazing the differences, but all how similar we are, too.
Exactly. It sure is. And the agriculture education program associated with FFA, it has even come so far within the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It's exciting to go into these FFA chapters today where they are not only learning row crop production, but they are learning small animal husbandry, large animal husbandry, horticulture. It's just so exciting to see that they are teaching everything that agriculture encompasses.
I interviewed last week at the Farm Machinery Show a young lady, president of Madison Central FFA chapter, and she was at ag sales, and she said, I'm putting my skills to work. They were taking donations, giving out popcorn at the Pioneer Agro booth, and she said, I'm putting my skills to work.
So, yes, you know, that is so exciting to see.
Thanks. Now, where did you start at? Where was your FFA chapter? What chapter were you
in? Alan, I was in Jessamine County FFA, which is the county seat is Nicholasville, just south of Lexington.
Okay. And your career in agriculture through the FFA has taken you a lot of places. Tell us how your career has
progressed. Absolutely, Alan. I was a graduate, or I am a graduate, of the University of Kentucky with a degree in animal science. And although animal science is what I studied at the University of Kentucky, work quickly led me into the field of agronomy. And I was hired by a company called Syngenta to be a chemical rep. At the time, it was called Sibagagi, but it has since evolved into Syngenta. So I cut my teeth as an ag chemical rep in the Midwest. I went on to work in retail with crop production services. I had my own independent fertilizer and chemical dealership. I worked in ag wholesale with the former Miles division or organization out of Owensboro. And I always wanted to get back to Kentucky, Alan. And I knew when I was making my transition back to the bluegrass state that this area is the heart of agriculture in the state. And that's where I wanted to be.
Now, your daughter, one of your daughters graduated from Purdue, right?
Yes, sir, Alan. My oldest daughter, Hallie, is a Purdue graduate with a degree in ag biotechnology, and she is pursuing her PhD in plant genetics and genomics at the University of Georgia, which is very strong with their ag program. And then my youngest daughter, Shelby, is a junior at Murray State University under the direction of Dr. Tony Brannon, who has influenced so many across the state, and she studies ag business.
I think that's wonderful. Your family going right back into the ag business. That's
yes, great. Sir. That's with great. With our girls, agriculture is definitely in their genes, and there's no better industry for them to be involved in.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
What a way to celebrate National FFA Week. Susan, thank you for being our guest this morning. Susan Wright.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Alan. Thank you so much, and just exciting to celebrate the FFA organization.
Absolutely.
And all that it has done for so many of us.
That's wonderful. Susan Wright with Pro Solutions, actually now, but the first Kentucky female FFA president.